Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a full schedule this week. If you are listening to this podcast, that means you are having some issues with retention. So we're getting back to work. We were all in quarantine. I believe some of you aren't even back to work yet, which my heart goes out to you so much. I know in California, last I heard, salons were still shut down. I'm in Oklahoma. We have been open now, for a couple months. We were shut down for 5 weeks, so we got a little bit more lucky, I would say, in Oklahoma compared to some other states. And if you are still shut down, my heart goes out to you. But this is a good time to practice, listen to podcasts, make sure that all of your salon policies are in place, anything like that. This is the perfect time to do it before you get up and back and running. So some of us are back up and running and we're having retention issues. We've been off our game for a while. We were shut down for most of us at least 5 weeks, if not longer, or still shut down. So I'm going to give you 5 tips that's going to help you with retention. We all go through it. Some of you may have been having issues before quarantine with retention, or you're a newer lash artist, and it happens. I struggled so hard in the beginning with retention. I was in a room by myself and I had no help. So if this is you, I really hope this helps you. These are just 5 things that immediately come to my head when I think of retention and what I could be doing wrong. But there are, of course, other things. There's so much that goes into retention and your client's lashes staying really good, but these will help you. So now first, before I give you these 5 tips, let me just tell you, make sure if your clients are having retention issues, always make sure you reflect on yourself. So many lash artists come into the industry and they immediately blame everything on the client. Well, of course, it can be the client's aftercare, but if you did 5 clients in a day and 3 out of 5 are having retention issues, then it's something that you did. It's not embarrassing to, you know, self-reflect. That is what makes a good lash artist. And you shouldn't be embarrassed to do that. You have to always look at yourself, look at the process you're doing, and really think, okay, you know, did I do this wrong? Was my adhesive out of date? You know, certain things. So always look at yourself. So number one, adhesive. You need to be changing your adhesive out every 4 weeks. Now, double check with the brand you're using. A lot of brands will say 4 to 6 weeks. I've always thrown my adhesive out every 4 weeks. I would rather throw it out every 4 weeks just to be on the safe side, to make sure I am using a fresh adhesive with every single client. I wouldn't wait. Don't even try to push it. I've done that before and then my adhesive ended up being bad. Another thing that will help you realize if your adhesive is out of date, or it may not even be 4 weeks and it could start being a little stringy and tacky, then you need to toss that adhesive out. Make sure you're properly storing that adhesive as well. Store your adhesive in an airtight container, okay? Make sure the lid, the cap, is on tightly all the way. And make sure you are burping your adhesive. If you guys don't know what that is, I will do a post on that because that's really important as well. You need to make sure you're burping your adhesive and wiping the tip of it so when you close your cap, it doesn't get stuck. And make sure you're storing it correctly. If you're not storing your adhesive correctly and you're not closing, securing the lid all the way, you're going to get air into that bottle and your adhesive's not going to last. So make sure you're getting an airtight container. You can get them on Amazon. Some lash brands do carry them. My lash brand, Lash Alliance, we do not carry them yet, but I would like to carry them in the future. And make sure you stand the adhesive upright. I fill my airtight container. I put dry and dry beads in there, and because we put multiple adhesives in our airtight container, so it helps stand them up straight. Okay, so also I will say with your adhesive, know what adhesive you're using. Don't just buy a random adhesive offline. You need to know your hand speed. So that's another one, is hand speed. You need to know the adhesive that you're working with. If you're using a 1 second dry time or a half a second dry time, and you're a brand new lash artist, that's not going to work out because you're going to be really slow in the beginning and your hand speed's going to be really slow and your adhesive is going to dry before the extension hits the natural lash, and it's going to start drying and the client's not going to have good retention. So that's what I'm saying. It could be something as little as your hand speed with the adhesive that you're using that can really mess up a client's retention. So if you are a newer lash artist, look into a slower dry time adhesive, okay? Number three, our bases. You need to make sure your bases are properly attached. This can also make or break retention for your client. Having a bad technique, that's going to lead to bad retention. Always double check your bases by brushing with a mascara wand. That can usually help to see if the bases are attached correctly. You can also swim through with your tweezers and make sure that each base is attached correctly. This is something that I struggled with a lot when I first started. I would say honestly, probably almost for my first year, I took a really pretty bad lash training when I first started, and it took me a while to get my bases secured properly. So if your bases aren't attached, when the client brushes them, they're going to get hooked and they're going to come off. Four, cleaning. So are you making sure you're cleaning the lashes before you start? This one's probably more of a easy one that we can all think about because, you know, if the lashes aren't clean, they're not going to stick good. They're not going to have good retention. If they have oily eyelids, I think some of us forget to clean the eyelids as well. If their eyelids are oily, then their natural lashes are going to get oily as well. So don't just clean the natural lashes, clean the eyelids as well and make sure that they are super clean. So no oils, leftover makeup, any of that is going to get onto the lash line. Okay, our last one, number five, nano misting. So I believe most of us in our industry know what nano misting is. It's, I would say, probably taught in majority of lash trainings. Nano misting is what cures the adhesive. We are bringing a liquid to a solid. The water cures adhesive. Now, you need to be careful with nano misting because you don't want to mist too close or for too long because you could cause shock polymerization, and that's when the it leaves like a white substance on the lashes. If you've ever over nano mist, you've seen that before, and that's going to make the lashes really brittle, dry, and they're just going to break off. So be very careful when nano misting, but when nano misting is done properly, it's amazing. It's going to cure that adhesive, no longer waiting 24 hours to get the lashes wet. And depending on what your humidity is will affect how long you need to nano mist for. Usually here in Oklahoma, we nano mist for a little bit longer during the winter because we're pretty dry. But in the summer, our humidity goes up a little bit more, so we don't have to nano mist as long. But definitely make sure you are nano misting and make sure you're nano misting correctly, because that right there is what is going to cure that adhesive and they don't have to wait 24 hours to get their lashes wet. So that is five top reasons that you may have bad retention. I hope you learned something from that. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to DM us on Lash Alliance Education. And we will do another podcast on it because there is a lot more issues that could be causing you to have bad retention with your clients, especially aftercare. So we will talk a little bit more about that. But that is just five top things that you need to make sure you're double checking when you have a client that has bad retention. Also, we are a no refund salon at my salon, but we do free touch-ups. And that is something, if a client goes home and the next day all of their lashes are falling out, something went wrong. And it could have been something that you did. And that's when you can offer them to come in for a free touch-up. Because 9 times out of 10, I will tell you, clients aren't normally looking to get their money back. Yeah, okay, every now and then you may get someone that's trying to scam you and just get free lashes. But 9 times out of 10, they just want their lashes to last and to look good and to have good retention. So offer a free touch-up, get them in, go over the aftercare with them again, and see if that helps. And 9 times out of 10, that helps, and you have a client for life. So there's 5 tips. I hope you guys have a good week. Have a good night. Bye.